call the cultural committee meeting to order. October 3rd, 2016, the time is 12:55. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let's see. Next is for Congressman Tillman. Your prayer, please.
Absolutely. Dear gracious heavenly Father, we come to you at this time, and we just ask you, Father, for your blessings, watch down upon us as we make the decisions of the nation. Be with our servicemen and women in uniform wherever they may be. Bring them home safe to their families, Father. Take care of all of our infants, all of our elders. And thank you for everything that you do for us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next is approval of minutes for September 22nd.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 22nd as presented.
Motion's made to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes for September 22nd are approved. Next, we have consideration of War Memorial Commission appointees. You have, I know you all received them before and probably have already reviewed them, but there are new copies in front of you in case you didn't have them, and we'll go down them. So I will call them up and allow the appointees to discuss if that's what you all would like, and we'll just go down one by one. Then the end is the consideration of, I would say, 16-114 for the War Memorial Commission appropriation. So we want to have some discussion, and they might help us get a better understanding of what that is for. So first, we have Franklin McKinley. You have his paperwork before you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I don't really, if that's the chair's request, is for us to speak with each one individually, that's fine with me. I don't really have any questions for each one per se. I rather would just like to hear from the three individuals that are here today on what their vision is for a war memorial. I know some people have said, well, Pawhuska has one that's down towards the entrance of Pawhuska with the big flag. So I would just rather hear from all three of them, just to ask what they envision for a memorial and where they see it, the location of it. Those are my only two questions. If they have an idea, or if they, you know, contemplated or kicked around some ideas either with other veterans or with constituents of the Osage Nation. That's my question. It's not really directed at one specific person, all of y'all, really.
Mr. McKinley, I understand you're the chair. Okay, all right. So would you like to discuss, kind of address Congressman Buffalo Head's statements?
Well, we've only had two meetings, and Mr. Perry over here brought some information from the last meeting, and from a war memorial in the state of Iowa. It's really nice, beautiful, and we liked the way it looked, most of us, all from there. John Henry wasn't there, he couldn't be here. But we thought maybe along that line, and then we talked to Jason, and Jason said, well, we can call Bruce Cass in on this. He can tell us where we can put it and how big it can be. So our next meeting is 10:30 in the morning on the 12th of this month, and Bruce is supposed to be there with that information. So, and from there, we'll start contacting some people about bids on it after we decide what we want it to look like. We're about that far along so far, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, we've looked at other memorials around here. Cleveland has a nice memorial. We have one here in town. Ponca City has one. That's just not elaborate, you know, just a nice war memorial. And the one we looked at from the state of Iowa cost about $1.9 million. It took about 2 years to build.
Can you repeat that then for now?
Pardon me?
You said how much?
$1.9 million. It took about 2 years to build.
Congresswoman Buckleman?
Are you all looking at, are you looking at doing something that lists names or just, because like in D.C., and I lived in D.C. for 9 years, so when I was leaving D.C., they were finishing up World War II, the World War II memorial that they have there, which is really awesome. But are y'all looking at having something with names or just specific branches and conflicts? Or I know like at Otto, they have inside their cultural center, they list out names with, so it has like World War II and it's got all the veterans and it, but that's just it's not an act, well, it's a memorial, but it's, you know, they, where they've gone in and put the names. Are y'all, how, or have y'all even talked about that?
Yeah, we have. Richard, you want to say
something? You know, we looked at a lot of war memorials, and by the way, I'm Richard Perrier, and a member of the committee, of the commission. Almost all of the memorials usually have the conflicts, and they have the flags of all the branches, and the seals. So, I mean, you can go all around the country, and all war memorials seem to have the same, you know, pieces to it. It's how you assemble it. The one thing that's a little bit different here is we're trying to honor Osage. So these are going to be, these aren't going to be folks in, from the county or the state. These are going to be members of the nation that may have even died in conflict. So we have talked about the names. And it gets a little more complicated when you do that. I think at this point we were kind of looking away from that to try to focus on conflicts, and then there will likely be lit. There'll be bricks, so there'll be fundraising, and families can purchase bricks, and that's kind of the direction that we were going in, or plaques, or benches. It should be, we've kind of thought of it being a warm place, places where families can come, and two, to give closure to some folks that that may not have had that. So we're going to give it a lot of thought and to try to give us something special to the nation for those messages that may have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Did I answer most of your questions?
Yeah, you did. I had wondered about that too. I remember maybe a couple of years ago, the cultural center here was thinking about writing out the names of individuals. And I remember sitting here thinking, oh, they have that over at Otto, where they bring. And then it became a scramble for us to get the word out. And I haven't been to the cultural center in a long time, so I don't know if they actually went through with that, but I remember it was, you better tell, I told a bunch of families, because they have veterans, and they were like, well, who do I need to contact? I was like, I don't know, you might just call out there. And so that was my concern, is that getting the word out is, it's kind of hard, and I don't want to exclude any veteran, but their family at this point may be really far removed from the nation. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe their grandkids and kids moved off and they're really not, they're really not in touch with what's going on, but they're still Osage and a veteran that maybe participated in World War II or Vietnam, and there's, they just, their family just doesn't know how to get a hold, and that happens.
The family's no longer here.
Exactly.
So research may have to be.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to know what we were, what you all were thinking about.
Well, we didn't want to get ahead of ourselves, because we knew we had to meet Congress. And so, you know, two preliminary meetings, I think we're well on our way to, as the chairman indicated, you know, looking at real estate, what's available to us on the campus. I know the law basically says it has to be on campus. So the next step is we're going to meet with the appropriate folks and do a walkthrough and see what we have. And maybe depending on the area that we're looking at will be how big or how small, you know, so we can scale it.
And then I really like the idea that you all are going to maybe do the bricks or benches or something like that, because it's a way to help raise money so that everyone can be a part of the project, and it's not just appropriated money, but rather the people that care the most are trying to help you all raise the money, I guess, is how I would see it.
We'll get the information out there, probably through the Osage Indian News and the little papers, you know. And then Jason said that he'll put the information out to corporations, you know, like if they want to donate, you know, maybe we'll give them a bench with their name on it, you know, like McDonnell Douglas or Northrop Grumman, you know, aircraft corporations and stuff like that.
You know. I like that idea. It kind of allows for families to be involved with the process, and I kind of, it's not really as that much different than the families that put money towards the bus that are in the Osage Museum. You know, a lot of us came together to make that happen for, you know, our great-grandparents. So I like that idea. That's all I have.
Thank you, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, ma'am. I just want to say thank you guys for coming today, and I don't really have a lot of questions. I just want to hear from you, like a little opening statement. I've heard both from Mr. McKinley and Mr. Perry. I'd hear something from Mr. Mishunka say.
Well, hold on. I think we need to go ahead and address this, and then we can have just an open discussion, unless you feel like you need to have more understanding of what their mission is before we address the appointees. But I would like, because they've come, Mr. Perry or came from Oklahoma City, give them an opportunity to address their appointment, and then we have the War Memorial Commission bill at the end of the agenda, so we can kind of open it up to more open discussion between the three of them. So that's what I'd like to do for now. Congressman Maker?
That was really my intention. I wasn't wanting open discussion on the design of anything. I was wanting to hear from Mr. Mishunka, since he is one of the
I understand, but my point is that we're addressing Mr. McKinley right now and his appointment. So you asked him to make any statement. Would you like to make any comments?
Well, I mean, so far, that's about all I have to say. And John can come up, and he's done some stuff, you know, research and stuff. And I'm sure he has some input to put forth on the subject here. So John can come up and say, yeah.
Would you all like to entertain movement for now on to address them their appointment one at a time?
I was just going to make a motion for all of them, unless you want me to do it one at a time.
I think that's fine.
Well, all of them? I'll make a motion to report out Franklin McKinley, Richard Perrier, John Henry Mishunka, Francis Williams, Richard Luttrell, to Congress that are qualified and there are no legal or ethical barriers
to services.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint all five members.
To the War Memorial Commission.
To the War Memorial Commission. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Now we can open it for additional comments because we do have this Bill ONC 15 16114, to amend ONCA 1588 to provide an appropriation to the Osage War Memorial Commission for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $6,695 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw, you are the sponsor. Do you have, like to have this discussion? Sorry, I will. I'm not, I can't, I'll have an agenda in front of me. We're still on the subject.
I don't have any questions. I mean.
Congressman Shaw, do you, would you like to speak to this bill?
Yes, let me, I've just looked at this in detail and, let me ask Madam Chairman, is this the first time we've discussed this in committee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as you can see, it's an act to amend ONCA 1588 to provide an appropriation of the Osage War Memorial Commission for fiscal year 2016. And the intent was to appropriate $6,695 for expenses, board expenses, including stipend and travel for 2016, which I believe occurred during August and September. When this was originally filed, the money was earmarked to come from unappropriated funds in 2016 to pay off the last, or to pay or cover the expenses from the last 2 months of the fiscal year that the board members incurred. During the course of the last month, became apparent that the Osage War Memorial Commission law that established its existence described that funds appropriated to the commission could be used for the construction, maintenance, improvements, and administering of the Osage Nation War Memorial Commission. We've interpreted that as meaning that the administering of the fund included the cost of board expenses. So I don't really think it's necessary. Plus, I've got concerns here. They've got this sum. It says $6,695 up here, but down here they're actually making an amendment as though it were coming out of the appropriation of the boards and commissions, but their costs come out of their own $150,000 budget. We've already passed the appropriation to the boards and commissions, so I guess I'd like to withdraw this bill.
So this legislation and appropriation isn't needed because it's coming out of another piece of appropriation that's already been sent out to the floor, voted, no?
Well, yes, you're right, as drafted, you're right. It's coming, this earmarked to come out of the appropriations.
Okay, to the so board. We've already taken care of what needs
we
to
took
be.
This out.
Okay,
because their funds, their expenses can come out of their earlier appropriation done years ago for $150,000.
Okay, so is your intent to withdraw the legislation?
Yes.
So I will make a motion to report out to Congress ONCA 16114 with no recommendation, with the intent that the sponsor is going to withdraw the legislation from the floor.
Second.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to report to Congress with no recommendation. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. I just would like to ask Mr. Mushunkashe if he would like to come, and Mr. Perrier, if you would like, we have an hour left, if you would just like to make any additional comments, because you've taken the time to come to the meeting. Because everyone, we were going to go one by one, that was how it was listed, but then you've all been reported out to Congress to be appointed, so then everybody have an opportunity.
You think an hour is enough? I was called to be put on, and asked to be put on this War Memorial Commission, and I had been working on this program for about 20 years. And I've came to the Minerals Council over the years and others seeking some type of foundation level to build a memorial to the Osage veteran, regardless of war. Because we're about 100 years behind. since World War I, World War II, and Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and so on. And we've got a lot of veterans, especially World War I. We had an Osage Barracks right here in town. And not everybody knows about the Osage Barracks. But it consisted of people like Waking Iron, Toll Chiefs, on down the line. And that's why it was named Osage Barracks. And in them particular days, being we were somewhat illiterate towards documentation of war activities. And the United States was in the process of concealing a lot of the information from the Europeans, the enemy, and in the South Pacific, that they kept a lot of the welfare down of the veterans. Osages in particular were kind of hidden from the public. And the reason behind that was a lot of them were still speaking their own language. And they signed their names up there and they just put their name down. The government just said, you're going to be Joe Blow today. So we lost contact with them. Well, the DOD, Department of Defense, contacted me some years ago and said that they needed to talk to me about the Osage Kotar. And so I went to several of the World War II veterans that were still alive at the time, and they said they had no idea about the Osage Kotar. And I said, well, I said, I'm not going to argue with the DOD, because they've got the names of these individuals and where they were at in Europe. And they spoke, even if it was two Osages, said hello to one another. As far as I'm concerned, that was a code talk. So I went to D.C., met with all of the DOD people, and one thing and another. And then they asked me, they said, do you have a memorial down there for veterans? Indian veterans. All veterans, but American Indian Osage. I said, no. I said, we've got memorials, but we don't have none for the Osage. Navajo's got a Navajo Kotar. The Seminoles, the Choctaw, everybody else has got a veteran memorial for their particular tribe. The Seminoles down in Florida have the biggest one in the world. And it is beautiful. Now, I know none of you guys here have been to any of these veteran memorials across the United States, whereas I have. I've been to all of them. And I made an appointment. That was a bucket list to make sure I went there, one of them, and seen what they had done. Now, we don't have enough money in the Osage Nation right now to build a hut. You know what I'm saying? And because everything's getting cut, and for whatever reasons, nobody will ever know. So this is what it boiled down to. Chief called me up. He said he wanted a war commission. He said, would you be on it? And I said, yes, I would. Now, as far as the stipend is concerned, I don't never hire on to the Osage tribe. I don't, when I was minerals council member, I didn't hire on to get paid. And I'm not hiring on now to get paid. I just seen that money go someplace where it's needed. I'm a veteran. I served my country. I'm disabled, and I'm being somewhat taken care of physically, but not mentally. And since 1969, I've been fighting the United States government for benefits due. And we're still fighting. Right to this day. Saturday, I was in Tulsa a good part of the day talking to a committee about the benefits for the Oklahoma veteran. Okay? I'm on the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Committee Council in Oklahoma City. And I'm on the national level of the Veterans Administration in Washington, D.C. So, what I'm talking about is there are 300 or more foundations for War Memorial that can be reached, and they can tell you what you need to do to hire foundation help or donations. So I had them online this morning, and I was getting ready to make an attempt to reach each one and ask them what I need to do, or the committee here needs to do, to start a foundation, brick foundation, coin foundation, all kinds of foundations. There's all kinds of foundations. Just for your information, Cherokee Nation, when they were starting to build a memorial at Tahlequah, 1 hour a day, all the proceeds from one casino went to the foundation. 1 hour a day. And they, I know none of you have been there, but they have a beautiful building, beautiful memorial. And it was just 1 hour a day, all the proceeds from that casino right next to Sequoia High School was given to the Veteran Foundation. And that built that place down there, and it's paid for. I don't think our nation will ever do that, nor our casino, because we're built everything but and I'm not a businessman, but I think I could do better business. Business is that $300 million worth of oil out there in the ground that nobody's making a damn penny on. See? You need a CEO, whether it be Donald Trump or whomever, to come in here and make the money. Not us. We're not business people. Never have been, never will be. Now, you asked me to sit down here, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. But they ought to be making, that Minerals Council out there ought to be making $800 million a minute. That's what they ought to be doing. They're not doing it. $43,000 worth of land out here, if it was me and I was the boss, I'd be putting me a tank field out there on 43,000 acres and pumping every ounce of oil from all over the world to that tank farm, so I could set the amount of a barrel of oil. And the rest of the countries would jump in on it. But you think we're going to do that? No, because we don't know the business. If an Arab riding a camel can make money, how come we can't? Think about it. If an Arab can make billions of dollars in less than a minute, how come we can't? There's oil out there. It's always been out there. It's a little deeper than it used to be. But that's what I'm saying. We could have had a memorial already, World War I. And some of these people, I don't know how many of you were not born in 1968, see? Or how old were you? Because normally when I'm talking to people, they haven't even heard of Vietnam, let alone Korea. They didn't even know anybody at World War II. And then you say, well, I knew your grandfather. He was a World War I veteran. I got to talk to him. And I did it over my lifetime. My grandfather made me go talk to these guys before I went in the war. Talked to Leonard, Fred, Lloyd, Harry. Made me go talk to them. He said, you're going to have to find out about this. So they did. I did. And I've got a lot of information from them individuals. I said, how come the Osages haven't ever built a World War II, World War I, et cetera. He said, oh, they never going to do anything like that for us. You know, they don't look at us as veterans. They just look at us as another Indian blanket. Indian blanket. Give you an Indian blanket for your benefits, you know. And that's about what it comes down to. Exactly. Isn't that right, John?
That's right.
Damn right. That's what they give me when I come on blanket. I said, thank you. Well, that's all right. Fine dandy. I appreciated it. But what I'm saying is, when I drive into town and I see the American flag down there flying, and we do have Osages on those plaques, I've stopped down there and read every one of them. Added a few that I knew on there to Gail Rourke, which is an oil producer in this town, dead now. And he's the one saw fit to build that down there. He's a veteran. And we gave him money. Everybody gave him money. Producers gave him money. and to build that. And he was a go-getter. But what I'm saying is according to the information that I was given, the Osage Memorial will be placed on the campus here, and there will be a designated area after the Bruce comes with us and works it out, and how much space can we have or not have. And the only other memorial that was donated entirely by one individual was Pierce St. John for the World War I Doughboy that's out there at St. John's Cemetery. And it has been molested. Somebody shot it in the eye from great distance, and it blew the left side of his face off. So that's another deal. We've already had vandalism done to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C., and we've had vandalism done to a memorial in Bristow. And Bristow, Oklahoma, has the only Midway Wake Island where General Tinker was killed in the world, memorial. And I think that's very ironic that Oklahoma would have the only memorial for Pacific Theater at Wake Island. That's where everybody was killed. The island was only big as this room, maybe, you know. But what I'm saying is the Osage veteran, and we knew them all. Johnny's got five. Tall Chief's had five, you know, and a whole bunch more. And we have never recognized any of them. World War II, Tinker was killed at sea. He was the first American Indian general. And he was the first general killed in World War II. And he has a resume, I don't know how long. And when you go to Tinker, they got a bust of him and a marquee lit up with everything that man ever did on the face of earth. He grew up here in Osage County, went to Askell, got a stadium named after him, dormitory. And people just don't realize how great this individual was. And I was a keynote speaker down there about 4 years because they wanted an Osage veteran to come down and speak about Tinker. And I went down there and I learned a lot about Tinker other than what I had known. But they named a highway after him, you know, from Skytook to him. I said, boy, they went on out. Roughest road in town. But what I'm saying is, you know, you could build a memorial out in the middle of the where them windmills are at now. Nobody's ever going to see it. You build it up here, and you gotta make it where people come. Write everybody that holds a little bit of money on the 15th of September and say, I got a brick. Now, the brick I bought, I don't know how many, I paid $236 for it. And it's at the Vietnam Memorial. Then I bought another brick for a museum, and I paid $236 for it. So I guess that's the going price. But you put your name on it, or Osage Nation, or a year you were councilman, or the year you started dancing, whatever. But that goes to the cost. How much do you want to pay for one? You want to pay $1 million for one? $5 million for one? Or do you want to ask for $10 million and hope for $1 million? That's what I do. When I go in, I say, I want $20 million. That's all I want. I'll get what I need, but I'm going to ask you for $20 million. See? And they're going to say, man, we ain't got that. But what I'm saying is what do you want? What does the Osage Indian want? You can go down here and we can put a story in this Osage Nation News, and we never get a response. Matter of fact is, if it's veteran-orientated, it won't even make the paper. I've asked them to come to my meetings. I've asked them, the chief asked them to come to my meetings. And then he told me they went independent, so they don't have to do anything I ask them.
How much do you all have for the startup costs? I was told that there's no
Well, in the beginning, there was 500,000. We only got 150,000 now.
So you'll start with 150 and then?
Try to raise some money.
Plan for fundraising?
Try to get the casino to give us some money.
And then have you actually, it's just kind of an ongoing, still in the works, or you've actually voted on a plan similar to the one in Iowa?
Not yet. We haven't voted. We've only had two meetings. And we haven't really been able to organize movement forward. And other than me, I've found these, I've got two foundations that are willing to donate as soon as we're ready to start building. And both of them are out of Washington, D.C. And both of them are Indian oriented.
This is just a question. How do you find out about the other memorials that are out there that are just Google? Is there a site, though, that you can go to list all of it?
Excuse me. You can Google war memorials, and then you can Google individual Native American, you know, like Arizona, on a Capitol building downtown in Arizona, or in Hollywood, Florida, or the Seminole Nation in Florida. What they done was they built a building that's a 5-point star, and each star has an Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine. And then they got the pictures of their individuals that have pictures of their service personnel from World War I all the way. Okay? It's big, and I know there ain't no way we'll ever get one like that up here on this campus, but they made it out in the middle of the swamp, so they had plenty of room, see? But what I'm saying is, we started a program with the Cultural Center for Names. And then pretty soon, people said, well, my uncle isn't on there, or my brother. And I said, well, we put it in the paper, Osage News. We thought we put it in the paper to send that information in. There was an application in there of your brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, whatever. Never did make the paper. So we put it in another paper, and it got out, but not everybody reads the Big Hard Times, you know, because nobody likes it. Barnesville people don't read them, you know, so why put it in there? So that's what I'm saying is getting it out. Do you put it in your annuitants, you know, when they send them information out, election information for whatever? Do you put it in there and say, hey, man, we've got this program, Foundation for Veterans. Do you want to be part of it? Not, that's right. We don't care. But we got to have some kind of, you know, income support. And maybe we'll have to go down to one of the car companies, like Johnny Beck, whatever, have him donate a car, see our chances on it. That's a possibility. We've done that. Down in Tulsa, we can do that because there's a lot of people down there. And we've had to ask for things like that, and by God, they turned up. But who's going to do that? Well, you get your committee to go in there and say, hey, man, we're going to build a, what kind of build? What is it going to look like? Well, it's going to be an eagle. It's going to be a feather. It's going to be a helmet. It's going to be a pair of boots. It's going to be a man kneeling down crying. What's it going to be? How many people are going to be for some type like that? You got Jack, Buck and Muddy's out here in front of the BIA. You know, that's a nice memorial. I don't know what it cost, but it's plain. It's simple. And you can put your military logos on there. And you don't have to put names on it, because when you start putting names on anything and start, people start saying, well, my uncle didn't make it, or my dad, you know, or something like that. But you could do that. All you got to do is put World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, et cetera, on down the line. But how many wars are going to be in the future? See? So you just leave that off. You just put the logos up there. And rest in peace, something like that, you know. Because we got American Legions also, we built a memorial at the cemetery out here. It's pretty nice. We got a memorial that we paid for and put in the park down here in the depot area. And then we helped with the flagpoles and we helped with the monument that Gail Rourke. Gail Rourke came up here to the Minerals Council, and the Minerals Council gave you money. See, you guys weren't in yet. I mean, you got, there wasn't a Congress yet. But what I'm saying is we've done a lot in this town, American Legion and Veterans, that nobody reports. It's something that's secret society, you know. And it's kind of sad, because we got arbors in all three districts, and they used to call them the House of Warriors. When Kenneth Jump was going to Normandy in World War II, General Tinker was killed. The United States brought all the veterans that were on the ports in the United States home to Pawhuska for Tinker's funeral. They danced 3 days out here in Pawhuska. After the third day, they all shipped them back to the ports. And Kenneth Jump went, and he went in on the first wave at Omaha Beach. Nobody knows that but me. I've talked to him about it. He told me about it. I was a little kid. I mean, I was an altar boy, and he was a deacon. And he told me about it normally. But see, you guys didn't know that. Johnny got 10,000 stories about his five uncles and his dad, you know, and I'm sure everyone knows. But nobody knows. How are they going to find that out? Well, you build a memorial, and then you get that museum over there, somehow and start making documentation of everybody. Franklin, retired Navy, Rick Perry, you're still active. People like this. How many veterans on your Congress up here that support veterans? You have to have them. You have to have them. I advocate any veteran, black, white, or purple, that's running for some type of office, I vote for them, and I'll advocate for them. But you got to help veterans. You got to help me. And that's the way I feel. So this war committee, to me, exactly what we need to do is start promoting every congressman up here. Instead of just youth people here, we need the whole Congress people in here to see what it's all about. Some of them don't want to hear it because they don't understand the veteran. I had one of my classmates say, "I don't understand you, veteran." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, you know." I said, "I really am, because you never know what it's like to be a veteran. You've never seen what we've seen. You've never heard what we've had to hear. You've seen the babies crying and parts of people laying all over the place." I said, "And that's in our minds forever. They don't go away, you know. Just like when you get your knee broke, you know, that don't ever go away. And then you think about it all the rest of your life. Every day you wake up, every day I wake up, and I can smell gun smoke. They wonder how come I'm nuts. I asked my dad, he was 91 years old when he died. I said, "Dad, where'd you sleep at last night?" And he said, "Iwo Jima." And I said, "Oh, man." See, he was 91, come out of the war in 46, and spent the rest of his life in post-traumatic stress. Ain't nobody gave him a hand. They wouldn't even know he knew he was a veteran, you know. And he wouldn't tell anybody he was a veteran. See, it took me 25 years to tell anybody I was a veteran. People ask me if I was a veteran, and I said, "No, don't know nothing about it." I was really quiet about it, and then finally I wound up in a hospital, you know, and I finally started talking about it. I hope I didn't take that more than an hour.
No, you didn't.
I've got some time then.
I just have a question of, so you mentioned about, and Congresswoman Buffalo had brought up about, you know, gathering names, so is that part of what the commission has discussed about tasking someone to communicate with others and trying to gather names? Because I have seen the most recent list that they had, and it's
pretty lengthy, huh?
It's, well, and it's between the tax commission and then what they've gathered out here.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot missing, and it's hard to really tell from the tax commission.
The paperwork. Harrison Hudgens, is that his name?
Yes.
He was in charge of the the gathering of veterans for the wall, like Oto. And he got a lot of applications, and he got a lot of information, but there wasn't a real pressure. They didn't really pressure him to show up at everything, you know, like all the veteran activities going on in War Mothers, Gray Horse, Hominy, and American Legion. Hominy has a lot of heroes. A lot of heroes. They're not Indian, but they're veterans. They got the first pilot to shoot a Jap down at Pearl Harbor, lives in Hominy. Stole the airplane to do it. But see, that's what I'm saying about it. We've got to start. These guys coming back from Afghanistan, we got people coming back from Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and they come to my home, talk to me about their problems. Hell, I got problems, man. But when they come in and they tell me all their symptoms, I'm saying, you know what? It's like me talking to me. These guys are just young. It's like me talking to me. Guys call me up on the phone, going to commit suicide. And I'll let them talk for 4 hours if that's what it takes. But they don't never kill themselves. They don't hang up. I'll say, I'll see you tomorrow. But I've worked with these veterans. I've worked with these suicide people because I've had to. And believe me, it's not fun, but you got to keep somebody alive, you know? And we got, nowadays, we've got female veterans that have been molested, sexually abused, misused, and I've had to talk to them about it because they wouldn't come up front. They would sit in the back. They wouldn't say nothing. I'd say, hey, man, you can talk to me, you know, because I've been there. I've seen what happened to you people, you girls, and then it's not good, but you got to, it's post-traumatic stress. Once you've been molested in your lifetime, you never forget it. Once you get shot in the head once or twice or stabbed, and you survive it, but you'll never forget it. So what I'm saying is look at all them World War I veterans. We got a list of them. It's on the internet. World War II veterans, it's on the internet. Korean veterans, Osages, it's got there how much Indian they are, half, full, three-quarters, whatever. And then the only ones we don't have on there yet is Vietnam veterans. Johnny Williams was going to try to get everybody on there, but there's quite a few of us, but a lot of us are dead. We're dying faster than the Korean veterans. We only got 7 more years of life on Earth because of our Agent Orange. So I got Agent Orange. It's a matter of time now, see. I'm walking time bomb, I guess is what they call it. At least that's what my cycle told me. So, I don't want that put on my epitaph. I'll be nice. Catholic boy there, man.
Congressman Tillman.
I just want to thank each and every one of you that are here because I'm honored and I'm very humble. Your service. I'm not even worthy to be in the same room and what you've done. We spend money in this Congress. It's embarrassing that we don't have something already. And this is my first term here, and I will pledge my support 100% for whatever it is that you all desire.
Thank you.
We spend millions and millions of dollars on lawyers and lawsuits. Fighting with branches between our own people. We can't take time, in my opinion, to sit back and honor you people. Your stories touch me and move me. And I've listened to others, and it really puts me in that place with you that I'll never know. You're exactly right. Sounds, sights, smells,
yeah.
Feelings. We don't realize that here. I do. Holger Jr. was in World War II.
Yep.
I remember him telling stories about being on those beaches. He told my dad those stories, and dad tells me those. those stories.
And him and his dad.
And I remember.
He was one of the first Vietnam veterans, mm-hmm. and his dad was a World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. And see, my dad never mentioned nothing about World War II till just before he died.
Yeah.
And he never asked him about Vietnam or anything. And when I did, he did ask me, he said, first thing he asked me, he said, son, you ever slept in a pool of blood? And I said, yeah. And he tears come down his eyes. He said, I never wanted that for you. I said, well, war's war, man. That was all he said.
Amen. You're commissioning our law enforcement. Thank you for the
time out. I'm done. Unless you want a question or two.
All right. Thank you. Briefly, I just wanted to make a statement that I did speak with Frances Williams, and she wanted me to pass on that her statement is that it's time that the tribe needs to have a memorial for Osage veterans. She thanked the tribe for their support of our service organizations, and that it's just finally time to recognize our veterans, because where would we be without our veterans? And it's her understanding that they have startup costs and that they will raise money. So I just wanted to be sure that I told her that I would relay that. Does anybody else have any more discussion? Do you gentlemen over there have anything else you want to add otherwise?
I just want to thank you all for your support. We appreciate it.
Mr. Perry, I know you drove a while to get here, so if you have any additional comments?
Well, I'm probably the pup in this group. I have spent the last 40 years in uniform. This is my last year. Coming out this last year, so I'll have 41 completed at that point. And, I've always wanted to try to give to my tribe, and this was my first opportunity. Other than I've had the chief, I'm part of the Intertribal Council of Tinker Air Force Base, and I'm on the powwow committee, and we asked the chief in his first year to come and speak to the, we have during Native American Heritage Month, we always have a guest speaker. Luncheon, and the Chief Standing Bear came and spoke to the base, and then just recently the base commander came and visited the campus, and they had an opportunity to exchange some gifts and talk about Osage, and of course General Tinker, the namesake, you know, his Osage, and it's alive and well, so the Osage Nation is alive and well. Brought a little bit to that, but talk about the business of the of our memorial. I would say that the only thing that's a focus right now for me is putting something visual together, something that whether it's an artist rendition, but it's so that we can share with Congress and the people what this memorial should look like. And I think if once we do that, then the flow of money will start coming in. Because, you know, if I'm a donor, I want to see what I'm giving money to, right? And I think that's the focus that we have right now, is put something together. Once we figure out where the location is, put together that picture, something that can be put in a newspaper, so that the donors can look at it and say, that is fantastic. That's what I want to provide my money to.
I think that's a really good idea, and actually the National Museum of the American Indian is in the process of moving forward with having a national monument for Native American veterans as well. And actually I have met with one of the executive directors there. We met in the when they came to Tulsa at the Cherokee Casino to, you know, they're going around and gathering information, and I was contacted. And I've actually got to see the, she asked me for my feedback, and I got to see the draft that they will begin to put out, you know, to the public and to take around. So that's a good plan. That is a good plan.
So that's my focus right now. So
good.
I just wanted to thank this committee for your trust. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. And so then next we will report this out to the body of Congress and then vote on your confirmation, and I will... certainly be here for the day of confirmation, which I don't know when that is, or, you know, we'll just vote on it and then I will be in touch. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Jeremy?
Everybody have a good day.
Jeremy?
This is wrong, that's got James.
I'm the Air Force guy.
Brother.
Show your words.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. See you soon. How are you?
See you, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, we are. We're all set. Bye, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Carol Logan's, and so I just now gave you all a copy of this. Unfortunately, we were not notified until Friday that there was her appointment pending. She is taking Richard Luttrell's place on the Charbel Cultural Elders Advisory Committee. You should have been passed out a copy.
I got it.
So, and actually, so I took that to her home Friday. Because we were just notified and she couldn't be placed on the agenda until we received the information back. So I did go get that information and here it is. And I did speak with her. She stated that she is ready and willing to serve on the Cultural Advisors Committee that she had previously served. If you'll see that on the back page. That she did serve, she said many years, she wasn't quite sure how many it was, but during Jim Gray's administration, she said that she certainly enjoyed it, thought it was very interesting, and she is humbled and pleased to be asked, so.
This is for the cultural advisory.
Advisory, yes, taking lip, filling Rick Luttrell's spot since he's moving over to the War Commission. Congresswoman Buckle, ahead.
I would make a recommendation. I don't have any questions. And then I think everyone here knows her. Maybe not. She's raised by full blood. Her dad was one of the founding members of ONO. And she's a wealth of information, firsthand information from people she was raised by. So I move for us to send out Carol Hudgens as a qualified, and there are no legal or ethical barriers.
Is there staff here? Ethical education.
Oh, just on the front.
It's on the front.
Right. Candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to report Carol Hudgens as qualified to Congress. It's seconded. In discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. That would take care of all the cultural appointees and then we'll withdraw the bill. So as long as we know that that's been covered somewhere else, then very good.
Motion to adjourn.
Without objection, we're adjourned. Thank you.
So could you sign those?
Additional cultural advisor appointee. Here, sign these. We have the committee reports ready.
I got two or three.
I have another one for you.
Another one.